Interesting that science is discovering the creative source of sound and the sustained word of God. Now, here are some interesting quotes from the Tibetan on the subject. He says, when a man perfectly expresses the AUM, he can then sound the OM with effectiveness from progressive points of tension until the third initiation. Then the effect of the OM is such that the personality as a separate entity disappears. The soul emerges in all its glory, and the first faint sound of the originating sound breaks upon the ear of the transfigured initiate. The mass of aspirants and of disciples are today learning the meaning of the OM, which is not the word made flesh, but the word released from form and expressing itself as soul spirit and not as body soul spirit. It might therefore be said that the AUM brings the soul spirit aspect down onto the physical plane and anchors it there by the force of its outgoing vibration. Using a symbol to make the meaning clear, it's like a strong wind that pins a man against the wall and makes free effort difficult. So that sound is what forces ourselves into our material bodies and holds us there. We can't just walk away from it. And then he says, the Om, rightly sounded, releases the soul from the realm of glamour and of enchantment. It is the sound of liberation, the great note of resurrection and of the raising of humanity to the secret place of the Most High, when all other words and sounds have failed. It is not a triple sound as the AUM, but a dual sound, significant of the relation of spirit and soul. So if we're getting out of the physical, we're just going from spirit and soul. That's the OM. So the AUM has now been replaced. Earlier, I pointed out that the sound of the AUM and the OM and the sound itself are all related to vibration and its differing and verified or varied effects. The sound, the final and yet initiating sound, concerned that which was neither time nor space. It lies outside all manifestation, the source of all that is and yet is not. So, says, he who is the sound and sounding forth knows not disease, knows not the hand of death. He who lives under the sound of the AUM knows himself. He who lives sounding the OM knows his brother. And he who knows the sound knows all. What is the sound? What?
Om is the sound of know your brother. This must be a synthesis of the two sounds or something.
He who lives under the AUM knows himself. He who lives sounding the OM knows his brother.
So M.
Right. That's the sound. That's what I learned out of doing this whole thing.
Okay.
Was that there are three sounds.
Okay.
The three sounds. And the sound, which differentiated itself into the OM and then into the AUM, is the hum. The has no O, has no AU. It's just the M.
Yeah, that's the sound that takes us back to spirit.
Right, that's the sound that takes us back to spirit. That's the sound that holds, that's the glue that holds all manifestation together. And that's what scientists have discovered is the sound in the universe.
Well, it's interesting. All has three, the Om two, and the sound
one.
Ultimate sound is
right.
One.
So you got three, two, one. It's real simple. I can't make my designs any simpler than that. 1, 2, 3.
Sissy has 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
In fact, there's a book this guy written on humming, and he says if you just hum, go, it's very calming and healing, and does all kinds of things for you. And he wrote a whole book on the advantages of just if you just have time by yourself, just start humming. He says it produces all kinds of benefits.
The Tibetan. He says if you just sound the sound inside your brain, don't even have to sound it audibly, but if you can imagine the sound, then you can still connect with your soul through the sacred word. And you don't go around going, aum, 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 or om. You go around, Okay, so the sounding of the sacred word in meditation should, if rightly sounded forth, be able to do both creative work and destructive work, as does the logos. It will be the reflection in the microcosm of the cosmic process. He will attract to his body's matter of a finer kind and cast out that which is coarser. He will formulate thought forms that attract to themselves finer matter and repudiate that which is of a lower vibration. He goes on to say, the next point which I seek to make is, he's talking about the 14 rules of group initiation, is that the unfoldment of group consciousness, because it is only in group formation that as yet Shambhala, the Shambhala force of the will can be tapped. They are useless to the individual under the new initiatory dispensation. Only the group proposed, or under the proposed new mode of working and of group initiation, is capable of invoking Shambhala. Only by group. Can't do it by yourself anymore. No matter how hard you want to, Lucy. It's the group or nothing. And, you know, that's a challenge for some people. They don't know, you know, you have... And the reason for that is because you have to overcome the weaknesses of the personality. You can't connect with Shambhala if you have a bunch of weaknesses in your personality. But if you're in a group, then we can sharpen each other. What does it say? People sharpen each other like iron sharpens iron. And we can help remove all the little foibles, all the little personality quirks, all the losing behaviors of the personality. Then as a perfected group, we'll be able collectively to raise our voice up and create this vacuum through this sound, sacred sound, that will bring down a member of the hierarchy. That's the plan. Okay. Here's some other inspirations from DK. By holding, man loses. By relinquishing, he gains.
What was the first part?
By holding.
By holding on to things. Oh. By holding on to substance, matter, things, man loses. What did we write, Joe? You retain only that which you've given away?
Yeah, I think the Course in Miracles says that. Yeah, something like that.
So you and I wrote that in the 12 principles of synthesis.
Yeah.
Synthesis. Yeah, you got to be able to use the word.
You
can say synthesis.
Massachusetts.
There you go. Wow. Yeah. Very good. Synthesis.
They say that Mary Baker Eddy spoke to a group I was with. That she said the relinquishing qualities in life are the best.
May not feel that way at first, but
the relinquishing qualities are the best, she said.
Okay. All right. Cool. So let's give up something. That's what Lent's for, I think, isn't it? Humanity determines its own destiny. We make our own choices. We got ourselves in this suit. By dang, we can get ourselves out of it. You can't wait for the hierarchy to come down, anybody to come down and boil you out. You know, these people that get in debt, they want somebody to come boil them, bail them out. Good luck with that. I mean, everybody's going through their own trials. Okay. Forgetting the things which lie behind, I will strive towards my higher spiritual possibilities. Forgetting the things which lie behind. That means telling stories about your past, living in your past, thinking, oh man, I should have done this, I could have done this, I could have missed that big hood that flew up in front of me, but I didn't. Could have hit the brakes a little harder and caused a big wreck, but I didn't. I have to forget all that. Those things are behind. Leave them.
You have to have things happen before you have things to forget.
I know it.
But not my Corvette.
I know. Well, we'll fix it. The newer truths of the Aquarian Age can only be grasped as a result of group endeavor. Here's one. The hierarchy is not interested in your foibles or misdeeds. Sean. But only in what you are accomplishing that resonates with the divine plan. It's all they care about. They don't care what you did, you know, yesterday, the day before. As long as you didn't kill anybody.
Or if you did.
Well, even if
then
you
they
did.
Don't care.
Even if you did.
If we follow without what you just read, it's even
well, then
you
you're going to get into karma if you kill somebody.
Right,
so.
And then that...
Yeah, yeah that, you know, that's the lords of karma.
Well, everything gets into
yeah,
karma.
They can't take a joke.
Yeah, they can't take a joke. Yeah, right. Not when it comes to killing
you
somebody.
You tell them, Ed. You tell them that.
Yeah.
Well, if you kill somebody, on the other hand, you you alienate your own self from the soul.
Yeah.
So that makes you a little used to the hierarchy.
Well, there are two things.
If you did kill somebody, like Moses killed the Egyptian, he was still of use to the powers that be.
You think he had to come back and atone for that?
Well, no, he killed him in that life. Remember, he killed the Egyptian.
Yeah, he killed the Egyptian.
And then he went on to receive a great revelation. And he was criticized by some of his followers for killing the Egyptian. Matter of fact, I think Aaron and Miriam criticized him, and they kind of thought that maybe they should be the leader since he was unworthy because he killed that Egyptian guy.
He was better than one man perished than a whole nation.
Yeah. So even Moses, Moses was still useful if he made himself useful. And he, I guess Moses felt justified because he was whipping some... slave.
He was protecting the slave.
So it wasn't bad intent that he had been taking care of that guy.
He was the avatar of the angel Marys, so he had a job to do.
He was the avatar of justice. Yeah, he had to do it. But there's two things that you don't want to do. One is murder. What's the other one?
Denying the spirit.
Yeah, and you get a witness from your soul through the spirit, like I got on reincarnation. And then I go to church and they say, oh, you didn't get a witness. You're just making that up. There's all kinds of false spirits out there. They're going to lead you astray. And if I were to deny that witness that I got, I would be in jeopardy within that lifetime of my soul. You can't. When you get a witness from your soul, you better take it very seriously, which I did.
But I don't understand the word she's saying to me.
Do what?
No, nothing. No matter.
Okay. And here he says, in my last instruction to you, I gave you the injunction to act as if.
Okay.
The ideal which you have set before yourself was an accomplished fact. His as-if principle is one of the most occult of practices. Act as if we already are a part of a molecule. The
right.
Molecule is already...
Now, is that your writing or the Tibetan?
Both.
Curtis rewriting.
The Tibetan wrote in Curtis approved.
Act as if... members of the hierarchy are among us. Act as if you are releasing the master within you, that you're living with total connection to your soul.
Well, we have to assert the fact that I am the soul here and now.
I'm the soul, I am the light divine. I am will, I am light, I am something. Anyway, that's what it is, of course. But yeah, you have to assert that you're right here, right now.